Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, Matt Ford. This is the podcast where we talk about FPL, the week in football, and sometimes improv. John, give us a bit of improv right now.
What is the last thing you ate?
You know what? I was going to say a deep pan margarita pizza pizza, and then I thought, oh no, it was the ice cream that I had afterwards, but then I remembered that I went back to the pizza, so it would have been some cold deep pan margarita Pizza Hut pizza.
Mm.
Do you need any other information from me?
This was last night, so you haven't eaten yet today.
No, I'm not eating yet today. Isn't that mad?
Fascinating. Have you showered?
Yes, of course. And shaved.
I have eaten but not showered. What do you think of that?
Well, I guess together we complement each other, don't we? I've showered but not eaten. So I'm cleaner, but you're fuller.
And we're together we full are and clean cleaner and fuller. And stinky.
Oh yeah, well that was another option. Okay, so go on then. So how do we do this?
What?
We now need to be put in a situation, don't we? Oh, that's it. We need to have lunch in a shower shop. What are we going to do? Improv. This is the second episode of the week. John, let's start with the biggest news story of the week. According to The Sun. So it there must be true. One in 10.
Take that with a pinch of lies.
Look.
I'm on it this week. I'm having it.
Look, and that's your right, John. That is your right. We live in a free country where you can express your opinion. Mm. According to The Sun, 1 in 10 football fans would go celibate in exchange for winning the league. I mean, winning the league, that's not just 3 points on a Saturday, isn't it? A poll of 2,000 fans from all over the UK found that 200 would be happy to sacrifice sex if it meant their team were crowned champions.
I mean, speaking as a man who's, you know, pretty much celibate anyway, thanks to his repulsive personality.
Yeah.
I'd go celibate for 15th. Wouldn't you? Would you if you could guarantee Nottingham Forest's Premier League safety by not having sex for the rest of the season, would you do it? Or not do it? Oh, he's not sure.
I mean, this feels like this has got very close to home.
Yeah. I don't know what I've put an offer down. If you want to have sex with me again this season, you can't be sure that Nottingham Forest will stay in the league. That's the decision you have
to make. Do you
know
what? I think you go down a very slippery slope with this. 11% of Forest.
Well, not if you.
I think you. I think if you open that door to that sort of thinking, I think the danger is you somehow affect it. Now, some people would say that is magical thinking, but equally, on some level, if you're John Richardson, right, and you're going, right,
I am.
I would go
this
celibate.
This fits for me.
You what?
I am John Richardson.
Yeah.
I finally feel enclosed and drawn in.
Okay. So if you're John Richardson, and you are. Never forget that.
No, I don't.
You could be there going, all right, I would go celibate to keep us in the league, right? And then all you're getting in your own mind is celibate, 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 celibate. And then it starts to shrivel. It shrivels. Your mind basically sucks your penis into some sort of raisin shape. And then it drops off one morning. And the
if
worst thing is
mind
you wouldn't even
could
care.
Suck my own penis.
You what?
If my mind could suck my own penis, I wouldn't have any of these problems. I'll guarantee if this is an article in The Sun about sex, at some point they've used the word nookie.
Yes, they have. And I'll read the sentence for you now. The most devoted were Liverpool supporters with 17% saying they would spurn a nookie. Would you spurn nookie? It's the preface by spurn is lovely. And of course, they got in the phrase bonking ban. The least willing.
I was going to say bonkers.
Yeah. The least willing were supporters of Celtic and Rangers with just 6% saying they would impose a bonking ban for a league win. Bonking ban for a league win?
Celtic and Rangers win the league all the time anyway, so of course they wouldn't. I mean, if you ask any supporters of clubs that have seen their club win the league in their lifetime, they don't need to go celibate, do they?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. If you win it all the time. I mean, this is the thing. You know, I have friends on both sides of the divide.
Sexual divide.
Celtic and Rangers, and like you are like, well, you will win. You'll either win it this season or next season. On the whole, like if you support them your whole life, you'll see them win the league about 30 times, maybe 40, maybe more. And that's insane, isn't it? The level of success. God, I wish we had that.
You still haven't answered the question.
I don't think I would penalise myself in any way. I think
you wouldn't be allowed to do that either.
You can't go down that road. I think once you go down that road, you get into.
So you were happy to see Forest get relegated for the sake of your own sexual gratification.
I don't think it will have any effect on it.
I was saying if we're living in these are fictional questions. I am a magic pixie.
Ooh.
I don't think it's actually going to happen. I mean, given how long it's been since I had sex, Leeds would have won the league last season.
Was it just for this season? Hang on, this is to win the league, by the way.
No, I've changed it. I'm making it relevant to you.
Go on.
Forest aren't going to win the league. What I'm telling you is you can guarantee...
Yeah.
You guarantee safety.
For how long?
This season.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Well, let's be honest, you can get relegated otherwise.
What sort of magic pixie are you then?
A dirty one. I could just grant you safety. I've got the power to keep Nottingham Forest safe.
I want to win the league. I want to win the league if I'm making sacrifices.
All right, then. If you want Forest to win the league, you can't have sex or take matters into your own hands until the end of this season.
How long have I got? When do I need to let you know by?
You've got 3 seconds.
Find out on another slice where I'll exclusively reveal. So, John, to celebrate Harry Kane's curse being well and truly over, I have signed up with Harry's Razors for a trial set. They sent me an expertly engineered handle, a 5-blade cartridge crafted by artisans in a German factory, and it comes with a precision trimmer. The set's also got foaming shave gel for effective lubrication and a travel blade cover for when you're on your travels. I mean, it's exactly what you would imagine a travel blade cover to be, but you get one. You also get a free hydrating night lotion. I know how much you need to hydrate yourself at night. So a Harry's kit is exactly what you need to keep that dry, peeling face from dropping off your very skull. So, dear listeners, you can get the very same. If your skin is as bad as John's, then get it now. Support our podcast and start your own skincare journey by redeeming a free Harry's trial set. All you need to do is pay £3.95 to cover delivery. Just go to harrys.com/comedians and have your trial set and free night lotion delivered to your door. That's harrys.com/comedians.
Now, when I was away,
yeah,
when I was off, yeah. I listened to your interview with Suggs, yes. Obviously. Gutted not to get to talk to Suggs. I never really ribbed you for the conversation you had about the Nottinghamshire Reds playing without a football sponsor this season. And yeah. You said a sentence that, I mean, I think he didn't know you well enough. Perhaps he wasn't listening. Perhaps he drifted off. You said,
I even like to have the badges on the side of my shirt because I like to look exactly like how the players look.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? And by the way, hold on. I did that Suggs interview when I was in Edinburgh. That was like a month ago. How come you're still stewing on this?
Well, no, I'm. It's a topical link, mate.
Okay.
You just sit tight. Okay. Yeah, I presented Channel Hopping on Comedy Central, yeah? If you want to get from A to B by means of a neat segue, I'm your guy.
Go on then.
What do you make of the new England kit, which has been leaked this week?
Okay, let me just deal with the...
So you see, it was all about kits.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I get it now. What's wrong with wanting to have the patches on the side anyway?
I think it's the sentence, I want to look exactly how the players look.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's the whole point.
Well, I think there are other obstacles than whether you've got the same lapel detail as them. But it doesn't enter my mind at all.
What football shirt has lapels? How posh are you now? You and Jacob Rees-Mogg running around in like double-breasted football kits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why
Sounds
not?
Sounds quite good actually, doesn't it?
It's not something I've ever heard before and it's never occurred to me. It's not... I love a sponsorless kit, and when Leeds were in the same boat as Forest, you know, financial mismanagement, call it what you will, sinking ships run by Chelino, and there were some shirts we had under the Kappa banner that didn't Ouch. Have sponsors on, and I bought a lot of them because I think they look beautiful. It makes them look classic, timeless. Mm. And they're all gambling companies now anyway. I didn't mind when it was hotel chains and, you know, steel merchants. But oh, now, if I could get a lead shirt without our current sponsor on, I'd pay double.
Yeah, I'd like I'd get back to lagers. Come on. That's something like Keir Starmer. Get back to lagers. Lagers are the football ships. What the public want? Labatt's, Shipston's, Tennent's in Scotland when like they sponsored both. Carling, I loved that period where they were both Celtic and Rangers. What booze brands did you have?
We had White & Mackay whiskey.
Yes.
And of course we had, during our Champions League pomp, Strongbow.
Yes, Strongbow's a bit sad. White & Mackay's pretty cool. Whiskey, that's hard stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want some good news?
Yeah, go on.
If you're a fan of Tennent sponsoring shirts, they are the current shirt sponsor of New Craig Hall Leith Victoria.
Yes, and not just that. The shirt is done like a pint of Tennent's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Looks great.
A nice head on it. It does look good, I have to say. In a sort of novelty way. In a sort of, I'd expect Bullseye. If Bullseye came back, that's what I'd expect the Bullseye shirts to look like. Pints of beer with Bully on the front.
And do you like the New England kit?
Well, I bow to you on shirt. I've never really had a massive reaction to any shirt. I broadly don't care. I think they look... It's difficult to notice the shirt beyond the footballer being forced to pull a certain face. So you ask me what I think of the England shirt. I think more Harry Kane looks happy at the moment, but Phil Foden looks like he's about to take a throw-in that might potentially cost him his life.
Well, that's interesting. Kane modelling the home kit, Foden modelling the away kit. And what they've done with these two kits, Nike, is really mix the style. So I prefer...
They have, haven't they?
I prefer one that's like the polo shirt. So if it's got a collar on it, I'm way more predisposed to it. A hooped neck does not suit me. Also, I just don't think it looks like a proper football shirt. So the Foden one, the red away shirt with a blue collar, blue trim on the sleeve, is very reminiscent of the Italian 90 red away kit, which is quality. So I will be buying that. The home one is a mixture of sort of like the Euro 2016 and World Cup 2018. It's like the World Cup 2018 one, if it had a kind of fading blue pattern and getting darker towards the neck ring. So I'm not a massive fan of it, but I wasn't a massive fan of the one that we had for the Euros. It all depends what they do in it. If a team is successful in a kit, then it becomes far more loved. So I like buying them. I really like the away kit, so I'll probably go for that. Because you know what? The away kit, if it's got a collar on it, you can wear that out. You can stick a pair of jeans on with that, and it's more like a polo shirt. Otherwise, without the collar, they look like you've got your jammies on. You look like you've gone out in your vest and pants. And who'd want to do that? That's a fever dream, isn't it? Oh, is that the doorbell? It's time for Lukaku's line, is it anyway? Yeah. Knock, knock.
So am I? I'm running the party. You've got an impression.
Yeah. Knock, knock.
Yeah. Okay.
Ding dong.
All right. Jesus Christ! Banging and ringing the bell. Hello.
Hey, man.
Hello. Hello, Skippy.
Hello,
Skip. Somebody's caught down a well.
You're having a great party. Oh, this is terrible. I'm going to stick with it. Shit. Who cares? It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
All right, then. Would you like me to ask you a certain sentence to help you find your accent? How was the journey here today?
I got to tell you, it was a great journey. And in all my years here,
it's Vinnie Van Der Veet.
Taught me many things. But I heard you were having a f***ing ball. So I wanted to come because I wanted to party at your f***ing ball.
Okay.
Got any food?
Yeah, if you go through there, I've got, it's mainly football-themed dishes. So there's cheese balls there laid out on a bed of cress.
You got a cheese f***ing ball? You got any chocolate f***ing ball?
Got some chocolate f***ing balls, yeah. And if you want a drink, I've got blue balls.
You got blue fucking ball. Can I get a high fucking ball?
I've got blue balls because I'm not allowed to have sex this season, so I lead to
So tell me, you figure out who I am now, yeah?
I think so, yeah. I think from the reference...
Hold on. Is that a light bulb?
Yes.
Oh, I love a light bulb.
Do you like the inventor of the light bulb?
Thomas Edison?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, I mean, he made the light bulb. Why, do you like him?
Yeah, I think he's all right, yeah. Which...
You're not seeing it? You don't get the reference?
No.
Oh, man. You don't get it? You've not seen the episode with the light bulb?
No, I haven't seen any of your series, I'm afraid. Man. I haven't seen the one where you clearly become Mexican. Oh, man.
Completely f***ing national theme, man.
You're breaking my balls. You're breaking my f***ing balls.
Glad I'm breaking your balls and not your art.
Oh. So you know it's me?
I know it's you, mate. I think you're very handsome.
Say the magic word. Say the magic words, which is my names.
Is it? And you're Dutch now.
Just say the names. Say the words. I want to eat
it. Mikel Arteta.
Got it in one. I like it.
You got it in one. Now I am French.
Okay, now
I've
I must go.
I've got to say, as a talented mimic, one of your all-time worst.
You know what? Basically, all I can do is play the f***ing ball.
And yeah, that's I got that. He said that a lot.
Yeah, that's all I can really do. But nice to have Lukaku's line, is it, anyway? Back,
it is, yes. I'll prepare an impression for next week. And thank you for putting the bar so low.
My pleasure. John, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Excellent. I've got some very exciting news.
You've ordered me a new chair.
No, better. We've been approached to make our very own CPFPL beer to accompany the podcast with Leeds' very own Kirkstall Brewery. I think we should open it up to the listeners to suggest. Get in touch. What should the comedians playing FPL beer taste like? Email us at hello@cpfpl.com with some suggestions. And for a bit of inspiration, Kirkstall are known for their delicious cask beers like Three Swords and Dissolution, as well as modern hoppy beers like Virtuous and Judicious. So what should it be like? Should it be dark and bitter like John's soul? Or should it be light and positive, sparkling and popular like one of my mates? As well as brewing great beer, they also own some of the best pubs in West Yorkshire, like the Kirkstall Bridge Inn and the Cardigan Arms in Leeds, the Sparrow Beer Cafe in Bradford, and their own tap room at the brewery on Kirkstall Road. I'm going to do a pub crawl around all of them. Listeners can get 20% off everything on Kirkstall's online shop with the code CPFPL20, and look out for a very special collaboration beer from us and Kirkstall very soon. Just visit the website kirkstallbrewery.com and click on shop.
So last week you visited the birthplace of animal weapon location.
Doha.
That's kick-started the return, and we've had an email from the fantastically named Michael Bottleman.
Oh!
That's a cracking name, isn't it?
That's incredible. Old school.
Mickey Bottles says, are you ready?
Yeah.
Chocolate Labrador, nunchucks,
ooh,
Wetherspoons at Gatwick Airport.
Great. Here we go. Right, I'll get another round of Guinnesses in. Here we go, boys. What's you having? Yeah, Jager bombs all around. Oi, oi! Oh, shut up, mate. We're on holiday. I don't give a f*** you think. Hang on a minute. What a bleeding hell's that? There you go. That was a Larry stag do getting taken down by a chocolate Labrador at Gatwick.
Yeah, I like that because that's the first animal weapon location where the animal in question hasn't been the aggressor. Usually the animal walks in and as a bystander, you're thinking, oh my God, that animal's lost it. But he's almost a sort of police officer in this regard. He's just taking down a stag do. Presumably all the families and the solo travellers in the Wetherspoons are actually, for the first time, pleased to see the nunchuck-wielding chocolate Labrador.
Yeah, the chocolate Labrador was just there minding its own business.
I guess there's more a question for Mickey Bottles, but how is the Labrador wielding the nunchucks? Because I think without a sort of double-jointed front forearm, it's very difficult to swing the nunchuck with any force. So is it holding it in its teeth? Because I heard quite a clear bark.
Yeah, no, it has its... He sort of tapes them to his paws, rears up on its hind legs. And just sort of swings with its front paws. It has like a, I say taped, he has like a special, almost like paw holster that he can just slip in and off, Velcro and like a buckle. But he's a zen dog, you know, it's a chocolate lab. He's impeccably well behaved. He was traveling alone, just going away for the weekend. And, you know, as is always the case, part of the reason he carries the nunchucks is there's just lots of rowdy people around these days.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Gatwick Airport is understaffed. There's a whole load of backlog with flights, cancellations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And he's been forced to take matters into his own paws.
Lovely. Very nice.
Yes, it's time for Hit the Post.
This time is it the post.
Christopher Barrett has been in touch. He says, after hearing you talk about a bus trip to Benidorm, oh man. Ooh, you know what? Yeah. Even the word, I can see it, even though I've never been. Do you know what I mean?
Benidorm or a bus?
Well, I've been on a bus, but I've never had a bus to Benidorm. So, you know, cut that whichever way you want it. It's still in my mind. He says, why not take a leaf out of Anton Deck's book? And I don't mean offering financial advice despite having zero qualifications. Ouch, deep burn.
Wallop.
Instead of people...
Oh, we're...
Instead of taking people on a Disney cruise or whatever they do, why not give your fans a chance to win a place on your bus to Benny, the highest scoring manager of the month or dirtiest team name of the week? Or someone who can call a Premier League manager a shit eater live on TV could join you at the end of the season for a boozy road trip, possibly filmed for Dave. Presumably means the channel, not his mate. That's a good idea. We could auction off or give away places on the bus to Benidorm.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, well, I guess now we're into sort of hiring a bus, are we?
Yeah, or we just... Oh, yeah. Or we just pay for someone's ticket.
I don't mind. I don't mind driving a CPFBL bus to...
Team coach.
To Benny.
Yeah.
We've got to have trips on there, haven't we?
You what?
We've got to have trips on there after Daichi's anecdote.
Yeah, get Daichi and trips on there, and a magician. In fact, we know two excellent magicians, Pete Furman and Danny Buckler, so we could just...
Yeah. So that's four seats already. I'll probably fire off a quick invite to Mr. Bielsa. See if he's a Spanish speaker. Yeah. He understands the value of money.
Yes.
He's very good at pound a pint.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, we can invite some people along.
It's good to know. Anon has been in touch, hopefully not Q. He says, hello, lads. Just following up on Fordy's question about whether John had ever wondered if a street turd was dog or human. If anyone in the Brighton area playing golf a few months back had the same thought when playing out of a bunker halfway around the course, it was human. I can only apologise. We've got a golf shitter on our hands here and they listen to this show.
Oh, dear me. But did I hear right in the email he shat in the bunker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the most considerate place
course. No. Surely behind a tree. Or dig hole.
I mean, it might end up in the rough there. I think the sand would probably dry out the offending stool so that it could be sort of... I mean, to be honest, it could be chipped out, you know, with a good wedge.
I guess in a way...
Turd wedge.
If you're going to... Do it in the bunker, right? I guess if you then cover it with sand like a cat would, would that not then dry out the stool and then whoever stands on it in the future basically it's mummified, isn't it? It's basically inoffensive by that point.
Yeah, like a sort of giant litter tray, basically.
Bunkers. I can't believe... I mean, imagine... golf is, from what I gather, strict entry rules at many clubs, very conservative sport. I mean, the thought of pooing at a golf club, that's about as... That's borderline, what's it called, treason.
Well, it must happen, though. I mean, foxes, you know, stray cats, there must be shit all over these golf courses.
Yeah, but we are the human race, John. We're meant to be better than our supine and lupine, feline counterparts.
Anyone who's seen Meet the Richardsons Series 3 will have seen that we very nearly made you shit your pants on a golf course.
Yes, you did. But that's different. You tried to genuinely shit me up, right? That wasn't me choosing to do that at a golf club. I don't think the bunker's the best place. I think, look, if you're caught short, obviously there's nothing you can do if you're ill or whatever. If it's that or your pants, then you've got to do it. But I don't think the bunker's the best place. Because you've got people who are swinging clubs in bunkers. Well, imagine you take a shot.
I don't think this man is really taking too much consideration into the sort of future of this. I think he just needed to go and he had a choice between, you know, green fairway or bunker. I think the sort of hollowed out shell of the bunker provides some sort of shelter. So you can sort of squat down behind it. I understand his decision. And, you know, I think I'm very much the voice of the uprising in this country. I think people see me as a sort of anti-establishment hero. And I got to say, if you need to shit on a golf course, shit on a golf course.
Alex Bunch has been in touch and he says, dear Matt and John, can Matt sing Shit Eater to the tune of Elton John's Nikita? A Okay, here we go. Oh, Shanita, you will never know. Dun, 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 dun. Anything about my home. There you go. That was nice, wasn't it?
No, he can't.
Oh, Shanita, you will never know. You know what? That's going to be one of those things. People are going to hear that everywhere now. They're going to be humming that to themselves as they walk the streets of the world. Oh, Shanita, here's the other side. Any other place in time.
That's all we've got. Is it? Is it? Should we have a look at some filthy team names? Let's discuss the fan league because, I mean, I've had a shit couple of weeks. I've had a few weeks already this season where I've scored sort of 30 to 50 points. Yeah. Pisses me off. I'm doing all right in the league, but I'm down now to 14th, which is frankly disgraceful. The league is still topped, I mean, somehow by Joe Wilkinson, who scored 51 points this week. He's got 466 points. He's our league leader. The fan league leader is on 512 points. And that is Kerno Inferno.
Nice.
By Jake Hawkey. That's his team.
Number two, Darren Rushton with Biggie Smallbones.
509.
You know, the one I'm slightly, well, firstly, Cole Baldwin with Mings Can Only Get Better is lovely because that, I guess, is a point and it's a reference and it's a great song.
Yes, nice. And he did get better. He's in the team of the week this week.
He was. He made it, of course, into the stat pack. Ryan Nippard is fourth in our league with Fred the Goat.
Yeah.
And then Paul Bauer is fifth with Sir Digby Chicken FC. What is that? What does that mean?
Do you want to know my favourite team name?
Yeah.
I think that's just my favourite team name in the top 10.
Yeah.
Flogging of Egg Horst. I think that's really good, Tom Dobby.
That's
I think
really
that's
good.
Lovely work. Yeah, really nice.
Really
and there's a couple
good.
Of Leeds references in there. There's El Loco and Nowhere I'd Rather Be. Good to see Leeds fans doing well in the league, even though I'm not.
I know, but you're not doing bad, John. This is the thing. It's relative to you. You're a high performer at FPL. You're a high performer relatively in the Comedians League. So don't beat yourself up too much. You know, from where I am, looking up at you, you know, you're always doing better than me.
How many points separate us now?
Hold on. I'll bleed into it.
Hold on.
Do you have an ideal, like, points per week target?
I think I want to be getting 60, 70 points a week, and then you're sort of lunging after 100 on your good weeks and your chip weeks.
Christ. So at the moment, I'm on 361 and you're on 400, so I'm 39 points behind you.
But you've used that wild card and I haven't. I shall be playing that wild card after the international break, I think, to get me through the last few game weeks before the World Cup.
You cow. Isn't it mad the World Cup's so close?
It is. And we'll
it's
be doing
mad
some
that the World Cup's so close.
Live events, won't we?
Oh, we'll be doing some live events, of course. So
live shows throughout the World Cup.
Yeah.
That's all we've got time for this episode.
Don't forget to go to anotherslice.com where you'll be able to get extra bonus episodes of the podcast, extra unheard content, early episodes, episodes that are ad-free, loads more other stuff. And obviously, as the weeks go by, obviously we are continuing to furnish that with many, many goodies. So go to anotherslice.com/CPFPL for details. Our first all-exclusive episode is on the platform now, and here's a snippet.
I said, I always ask, you know, I didn't particularly enjoy those years, so I like to see whether the youth of today have it as hard as we had it. And I wouldn't want to be young now. I didn't enjoy it then. I think it's even worse now in terms of the options available and the world you're facing. So I said, does he know what he wants to do? And the taxi driver said, no, he's just discovered fingering.
Well, there you go. If you want that and more, go to anotherslice.com/CPFPL and more content, I guess is what we call it, more genius being added there by the second. Don't forget to email us, hello@CPFPL.com. Have you ever been called a shit eater? Have you ever called anyone it? And with all your different wonderful ideas and thoughts, find us on social media and please leave a 5-star written review. Bye.
Bye.